can?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The highly acclaimed Common Core standards are becoming so unpopular that they may soon be politically untouchable. From Glenn Beck and activist parents to the Wall Street Journal and senior academics, critics are piling on and throwing Common Core into the trash bin. One of the latest critiques of Common Core math standards is by prize-winning math professor Marina Ratner at the University of California at Berkeley. It's refreshing to hear criticisms that are very specific and include examples of assignments that anybody can see are ridiculous. Professor Ratner was alerted to the stupidity of Common Core by looking at her sixth grade grandson's homework assignment from Berkeley Middle School. Fractions are taught by having kids draw pictures and create fictional stories. A student who gives the correct answer right away and does not draw a picture or make up a story actually loses points. Ms. Ratner concluded that Common Core is making simple math concepts artificially intricate and complex, while the actual content that is taught is very primitive. The bottom line is that Common Core is inferior to the current California standards. The $15 billion spent nationally to develop and adopt Common Core standards has been a gigantic waste. Another deceit is the College Ready label that is so often placed on the new Common Core curriculums. Math experts say that Common Core standards do not prepare students for the colleges where most parents want to send their children. Scholars are calling the new Common Core history standards a stealthy plan to teach kids a left-wing curriculum. Scholar Stanley Kurtz says that Common Core's American history pitches out traditional emphasis on American founders and constitutional government in favor of a left-wing emphasis on race, gender, class, and ethnicity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents and caring educators around the country are finally standing up to the Common Core nightmare. Got a beef with Common Core? Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. You can help other parents from around the country fight the good fight when you share your own voice at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and I'd like to welcome you to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And I'd like to remind people that our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That number again is 800-313-9443, and we'll be taking questions at the end of the first hour. And we have an exciting chat room going at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. That's healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. Alrighty. Well, today's topic is the top 100 drugs being prescribed in the United States today. And this is really interesting because, of course, this is being emailed or sent to physicians. And the question is, immediately you think, well, what has this got to do with the doctors? I mean, are they supposed to be prescribing drugs based on what's most popular or based on the patient's condition? And so you'd have to immediately be a little bit concerned about doctors monitoring this list. Now, of course, the reason to monitor this list is because doctors have to adhere to something called the standard of care. What's the standard of care? Well, it's what everyone else is doing. And so this is a very trendy thing. And so if you are, as a doctor, not prescribing drugs or the top 100 list, then you're definitely not following the crowd, so to speak, and you're out of step. And so I'm covering this tonight for two reasons. One, to help clarify how 880,000 Americans can be murdered each year by medicine. And not by incompetent doctors either, but by properly prescribed medication. So this is important. I think looking at this top 100 list will definitely give some insight here. The next reason is to just convey how your doctor's prescribing habits are literally dominated by nothing more than basically a fall fashion show. In the same way that fashionistas and buyers for different department stores will flock to the new season's fashion shows, it's the same way that doctors have to toe the line and prescribe certain drugs. Now, this list is something that's used by drug companies to see how effective their marketing is and even to plan future marketing programs. It's used by doctors, as I mentioned before. If a doctor looks at the top 100 drugs only to find he's not prescribing any of them, oh boy, that's cause for serious worry. And it's also used by hospitals so they can get a handle on what's coming down the pike or what's likely to be coming down the pike, get their budgets in order, and start lobbying and politicking with the drug companies and insurance companies to figure out which drugs they can get moved up the list and might help their profit profile. Notice I did said they did not lobby with doctors, correct? Because the hospitals write standard of care protocols that doctors are obligated to follow, so they don't have to chit-chat with doctors. They can just write the standard of care protocols. And finally, investors. Many people see hospitals, and they see drug companies, and they see insurance companies as these cash-rich behemoths. But not so. They often seek investment money to finance the launch of certain drugs. And they seek investment money to market these drugs. It's a very pricey endeavor. And so investors look at this top 100 list. And what they want to look at, of course, is what drug are you talking about? Is it a contender? Where is it on the list? And who's the competition? There's a lot of things that investors get from this list in order to decide what to invest in. I once had the privilege of being in San Francisco one year when there was such a meeting convening in San Francisco. And it was a confidential meeting. You could only attend by invitation only. I didn't have an invitation, so I was only just aware of it. But it's very interesting that these things are done in secrecy. But investors need this information, so that's important. And finally, the governments. The government tracks this so they know which drugs they're going to end up paying for or, who knows, co-promoting. So let's take a look. And what I want to do, just to give you some perspective, is I want to compare the 2003 list, the 2010 list, and the 2014 list. And if we just have a little bit of comparison of these different lists, then it can give you, I think, more of a perspective of the truly trendy nature of prescribing as we know it in these modern times. All right. So what's the top drug? Let's take a look at the top drug being prescribed. And if we look at the top drug, numero uno, for 2014, that would be Crestor. And Crestor, for those of you who don't know, is a cholesterol-lowering drug. Now, if we take a look at the top drug for 2010, it's 4 years ago, we see that drug is Nexium. Nexium is a proton pump inhibitor. This is a drug for indigestion and upset stomach. And so why would one drug be top dog one year and a different one, not even in the same category, be top dog another year? So there is a clue already. Now, if we go back to 2003, we see that Lipitor was the number one drug being prescribed. And that is a cholesterol-lowering drug. So we go from cholesterol-lowering to proton pump inhibitor to cholesterol-lowering. So that's very interesting. So already we see a kind of an arbitrary type nature here. In other words, these two conditions are not particularly related. Now, let's take a look and see what they're telling the doctors. This is Medscape Family Medicine, and they're talking to doctors about this top 100 list. And they're saying the cholesterol-lowering drug, Crestor, edged out the hypothyroid drug, levothyroxine. So it already sounds like a basketball game or football match here, as the most prescribed drug in the United States. And the antipsychotic medication remains the best-selling drug according to recent data, Abilify. Research firm blah 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 compiled a rolling 12-month history of the top 100 drugs by total prescriptions and total sales in the United States. Crestor has about 22.3 million prescriptions, followed by levothyroxine at 22.3 million prescriptions, and proton pump inhibitor Nexium at about 17.8 million prescriptions, and then the asthma medication albuterol Ventolin at about 17.8 million prescriptions, and fluticasone salmeterol, which is Advair, at about 14.5 million prescriptions. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk more about what this means.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbal Healer.
Give such delight.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And so we're talking about the top 100 drugs and the impact that this has on your health care, and also what these lists mean and how they're, how they're used. So we have at the top of our list 2014, as I said, Crestor, which is a cholesterol drug. And the interesting thing about medicine is, of course, medicine is based on science. And what is science? Science means objective tests indicate that you do or do not have a particular illness, or that you do or do not have a particular disease. And so you'd probably say, well, it's a cholesterol drug. Of course, of course. The doctor measures your cholesterol, and he determines from that that your cholesterol is high, and therefore it needs to be treated. Well, you might be shocked to know that for at least 1 year, the new cholesterol guidelines have been put forth, and these guidelines are not, shall we say, quantitative. In fact, the guidelines are a bit difficult actually to grasp. And so let me give you a gist of these guidelines. So it says here, this is what they mail to doctors, Medscape, launched last year at the scientific sessions, published simultaneously in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology and Circulation, the new guidelines departed significantly from previous iterations. In other words, there have been many changes, by abandoning the traditional LDL and non-LDL cholesterol targets. In other words, we no longer have treatment targets. In the newest guidelines, which were reported extensively by HeartWire, physicians are no longer asked to treat patients with cardiovascular disease to less than 100 milligrams per deciliter or the optional goal of less than 70. So now we have goals and we have optional goals. This is not exactly quantitative. Instead, the new guidelines identify four groups of primary and secondary prevention patients in whom physicians should focus their efforts to reduce cardiovascular disease events. Depending on the type of patient, physicians should choose the appropriate intensity of statin therapy to achieve reductions in LDL. Now here's the real zinger. Briefly, the clinical guidelines currently state that for those with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, high-intensity statin therapy such as Crestor, this is the number one selling drug now, 20 to 40 milligrams or generic name should be used to achieve at least a 50% reduction in LDL cholesterol unless otherwise contraindicated or when statin-associated adverse events are present. In that case, doctors should use a moderate intensity statin. Similarly, for those with LDL cholesterol levels more than 190, a high-intensity statin should be used with the goal of achieving at least 50% reduction in LDL cholesterol values. For those with diabetes, and on and on. So we have a different set of guidelines. Now, one doctor had a very telling objection. And so if we take a look at his objection is that he says, what are we going to do? He says, when we talk to patients about their cholesterol, you know, we don't even have a number to talk about now or to tell them that we're cheating. So this is what Dr. Brown says. Stress that the art of medicine requires conversations with the patient and that the LDL cholesterol target provided it means to track patient progress. After the patient has been treated, they want to know whether treatment is working, said Brown. And without a goal, what do you tell them? So in other words, what Dr. Brown is saying is we're trying to get these people to take all these drugs. How can we convince them to keep taking the drugs if we can't give them a number to track or to distract them from or to give them a sense of achievement? And so bottom line is there's no longer an objective measure or means for deciding if this drug is needed or not. So that's the number one drug. Then we have the number two drug. And the number two drug is interesting. It's a Synthroid. How is it that Synthroid, a seemingly, genetic or biological disease, is gone from off the radar all the way up to number two? Now, Synthroid, you say, Dr. Daniel, Synthroid, why, that's an objective disease. If the person's thyroid is below a certain level, well, they have low thyroidism, they need a supplement, you would think. But get this, how come so many people have a thyroid problem. Well, it turns out that if we take a look, go back to 2010, we notice that drug number 4, number 8, and number 19 in the 2010 lineup all cause underactive thyroid. That's right. So number 4 is Advair-Diskus. Number 8 is Seroquel. This is an antipsychotic drug. Number 19 is Effexor. This is an antidepressant drug. So all three of these top 100 drugs, and they're pretty close to the top, actually cause an underactive thyroid. And so we see Synthroid, a treatment for underactive thyroid, soaring to the top of the list. Now, that's not all. There's actually another reason why a thyroid drug might soar to the top of the list. It turns out that there's this condition called subacute hypothyroidism. And with subacute hypothyroidism, the person is not yet underactive. In other words, their amount of the active hormone, T3 and T4, is normal. But their TSH is elevated. In other words, the person does not have a thyroid condition, but they're receiving treatment for the thyroid condition in anticipation. And what this does is it creates a situation where people are being treated for an illness that they don't yet have. And an illness that they have a very low chance of developing. And actually the name of it is subclinical hypothyroidism. And so, of course, we have the Mayo Clinic to thank for explaining this. So I will share with you the Mayo Clinic. This is the number one hospital in the country. Their explanation here. Subclinical hypothyroidism, underactive thyroid, is defined as a serum-stimulating hormone level that is high despite normal levels of serum-free thyroxine. And so what they're saying then is this hypothyroidism or mild thyroid failure is a common problem with a prevalence of 3 to 8% of the population. And they do not have known thyroid disease. The prevalence increases with age and is higher in women. At the end of the sixth decade of life, that means at age 60, the prevalence in men approaches that in women, combined prevalence of 10%. So 10% of people have this condition. So we'll talk more when we get back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. This is Dr. Daniels. I'd like to remind people that we have a chat going on and at healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Okay, so we're talking about the condition of subclinical hypothyroidism. And let's just talk about adverse events. So proposed adverse consequences of this. And they've looked at all the bad things that could happen. Progression to overt hypothyroidism, adverse cardiac endpoints, elevation in serum total cholesterol, cardiac dysfunction, systemic hypothyroid symptoms, and psychiatric symptoms. And what has research shown? It has shown no evidence for benefit or insufficient evidence for benefit. In one category, progression to underactive thyroid, it's shown to be variable. So basically, the benefit to the patient of treating this condition is pretty much zero. And so what do they say? Mayo Clinic says management of this condition differs on whether the serum TSH concentration is 3 to 5, 5.1 to 10, or higher than 10. And so in each case, the doctor can treat or not treat. And the conclusion is, subclinical hypothyroidism occurs in the setting of a serum TSH above that's high and other thyroid measures that are normal. And the strongest arguments for therapy are the high risk progression to overt hypothyroidism and possible improvement of quality of life, although that generally does not happen, and the possibility that it's a risk factor, although there's no evidence of that. Recent evidence shows that any possible increased heart risk would be to persons younger than 70 years old. Those 70 and 80 have no increased risk, and those over 80 may actually enjoy a protective benefit. So large-scale government-sponsored studies are urgently needed, blah, blah, blah. So this is basically a discretionary therapy, not a scientifically based therapy. So we have then, these are the top 10 of the 100 drugs. So we're taking a look at these 100 most prescribed. So Crestor, no scientific basis, no objective test. The same cholesterol level can be considered normal in one person, not normal another, and in any case, once treatment is started, the final end goal cannot be measured scientifically. Synthroid, okay, we now discovered that most of these prescriptions are written for people who have a condition that is not proven to benefit, and even those that do, they have a condition that we now know is caused by several of the top 19 drugs from prior years. So what's our next drug on the list? Our next drug on the list is Nexium. This is a proton pump inhibitor. To put it in English, it's used to treat indigestion. Now, look, some of you with a wider vocabulary, medical vocabulary, might know this as GERD, gastroesophageal reflux. Again, this is a drug being given for a condition that has no lab test. Now, sometimes the doctor will put you to sleep and put a tube down and take a look and see if he can see a evidence of reflux. However, again, this is a drug used for symptomatic people. And so some people can have reflux with no symptoms. Some people have symptoms. So there is no objective test to determine if Nexium is necessary. Then we have Ventolin, HFA. Ventolin is a inhaler, so a butyrol inhaler for asthma. And this is a this is prescribed generally on clinical basis. Person complains of shortness of breath, listens to their lungs, little squeaks or wheezes there, and you recommend Ventolin. Now, Ventolin is pretty dicey stuff. I'll never forget when I was in medical school. We were taught to use Ventolin 2 puffs by mouth 4 times a day, every day. That's what we were supposed to recommend to people. And over a period of time, it was observed that many people, given this dose, simply, well, dropped dead from, of course, the medication. But no doctors were ever held liable. Why? Because it was, well, the standard of care. But nowadays, the recommendations for Ventolin are 2 puffs twice a day and to add a prednisone or steroid inhaler if use is any higher than that. So this is a asthma inhaler that is prescribed on clinical grounds, and again, not an objective test. Sometimes there'll be breathing or breathalyzer tests, but generally it's clinical grounds, doctor's impression, and Ventolin is what's prescribed. Now then we have Advair Diskus, another asthma type drug. And Advair Diskus is a combination of steroids and an beta agonist. Again, this one is this is an interesting drug. This is designed to treat asthma, but it has a record of worsening asthma in many cases. And so it's really a toss of the dice as to whether you're going to get better or worse with this one. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the top 5 drugs. Again, we now have no scientific objective criteria determining if they are necessary or not necessary. This is very, very interesting in a case where doctors and patients are told that this medicine is a science. Next in line is Lantus. Now, Lantus is very important. Lantus is an insulin, injectable insulin, sold for the treatment, of course, of diabetes. Now you say, well, what could be more scientific than diabetes? You give the person a blood test. The blood test is high. You know they're diabetic. You give them insulin to lower the blood test. That sounds good. But let's take a look at what the Lantus people say. This is what the Lantus people say. It says, the most common side effect of insulin, including Lantus, is low blood sugar, which may be serious. Some people may experience symptoms such as shaking, sweating, fast heartbeat, and blurred vision. Severe hypoglycemia may be serious and life-threatening. It may cause harm to your heart or brain. Okay, so it's a pretty stern statement. But get this. It says the most common side effect. Not a common side effect, but the most common side effect. Okay, so we know this is pretty frequent that it happens. In fact, I'm from Syracuse, New York. And I was talking to a ambulance driver. So I said to the ambulance driver, what's your most frequent call? He says, oh, man, your most frequent call is he's diabetic. Blood sugar goes too low. They pass out. They could die. A lot of them do. I said, oh, my God. So a lot of deaths here. Not a lot of deaths. Not only a lot of deaths, but a lot of business for the ambulance guys. So they say may be serious and life-threatening. Let's look up the word life-threatening. I like to be precise about these things. So life-threatening, causing fear or anxiety by threatening great harm, a dangerous operation, a grave situation, a grave illness, bodily harm, serious wound, serious life-threatening. Okay, so we know that the definition of life-threatening that they intend here is not the word serious, because they say serious and life-threatening. So we have to go a step further to find out what life-threatening means. So for this, I looked up synonyms for life-threatening. What's a synonym? Adjective, fatal, that means causing death. Deathly, deadly, lethal, dangerous, critical, disastrous, toxic, destructive, harmful, hazardous, poisonous, malignant. Example that they give, this is the online thesaurus, this approach is potentially life-threatening to patients. And so these synonyms have the same meaning. This approach is potentially life-threatening to patients, as was intended in this warning here. So let's read this again with one of our synonyms. So Lantus causes low blood sugar, the most common side effect, which may be serious and deadly. How about that? It may cause harm to your heart or brain. Now, I don't want to point out Lantus. That's not the point here. The point is, all insulin does this. The most common side effect of insulin. Got it. Okay. So, we have here a major bad actor in the top 100. Talk more about that when we get back.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Spur Enzyme are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request a free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are doing the top 100. And we're talking about Lantus, which is one of a class of drugs that are injectable insulins. And so these are drugs that are causing a fair amount of damage and death. The latest that I've become aware of is, well, first I have to say, when I talked to the ambulance driver who told me the number one reason for calls was people overdosing, or I should say overdosing, because they're taking the drugs as directed, but experiencing the most common side effect of insulin, which is too low blood sugar, and many of them dying of it. And then seeing that the death rate from diabetes really hadn't increased that much, I was surprised, where are all these deaths going? Where are they being counted? And so while reading one of my emails I get, keeping doctors informed, they talked about the very high suicide rate among diabetics. And so these deaths that result from the most common side effect of insulin are being classified as suicides. And so this method of counting then doesn't permit the true impact of insulin in terms of deaths to be acknowledged. And so then what we have is a category called suicide, which is just exploding. And we have a major culprit here in the death toll. Then we have Lyrica. This is an psychiatric medication. And so that means that there is no objective test for this particular illness. Then we have Spiriva, a handheld inhaler. Again, this is asthma, another illness, which is one that is perceived by both doctor and patient. And not a measurable illness. So it's not like you get a number, boom, this is your cutoff. Yes, you have asthma. It's a situation where the person says, I'm having difficulty breathing. The doctor says, hey, I think it's asthma. Take this inhaler. And many people who are diagnosed as having asthma actually end up having a sensitivity. They stop eating a certain food or stop going to a certain place, then boom, their respiratory symptoms actually clear up nicely. And finally, we have Diavan. Diavan is a drug that is used for the treatment of hypertension. And this drug is very objective. You measure the blood pressure, it's up, boom, the person has hypertension. You give the drug, the number goes down, you have objective evidence. So we basically have to go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10 on the list before we find a drug that's prescribed for scientific evidence alone. Now there's Lantus up here, which diabetes, you measure it, you got it. But again, we have a major hazard here, because even though this drug may be objectively measured, the necessity for it, the consequences are huge in terms of the implication for not so much life, but for death. So literally, we've got to go down to number 10 here on the level, on number in 2014, to find a drug whose prescription is a matter of science. Let's go back to 2010. By 2010, the lineup is Nexium, proton pump inhibitor, is number one. Lipitor is number two. And again, we know the guidelines have been changed, so there's objective evidence, number, not the way you do it anymore. Then we have Plavix. Plavix is a drug that you just give. And you just give it if a person is at risk for heart disease. And what they found, that's what they used to give it. What they found that Plavix was not helpful for preventing the person's first heart attack. So that was like really bad news for the Plavix people. And so Plavix fell quite a bit down. And I'm not sure if Plavix is still even in the top 100. No, Plavix is not in the top 100. And Lipitor, by the way, which was number one in 2003, has fallen down to number 100, just by the way. Now, so this Plavix, which was so essential in 2010 that it was the number third most prescribed drug, is now not even in the top 100, and there were even talks of taking it off the market at one point. Next, we have Advair-Diskus, number 4 in 2010, which has really held its place. And then OxyContin, not exactly a objective type prescription. Then we have Abilify for schizophrenia. Again, no objective test for that. Then we have Singulair, which is for allergies. Basically stuffy nose is what it's for. No objective test for that. We have Seroquel, another psychiatric drug, no objective test for that. Crestor, cholesterol drug, guidelines are no longer quantitative. Cymbalta, a psychiatric drug. And then finally, number 11, Actos. is a pill for diabetes. Now, even though it's a pill for diabetes, it also causes elevated blood sugars. Yes, a treatment for diabetes that actually worsens diabetes. And so what we have then, we have a scientific what presents itself to us doctors who are charged with carrying out this carnage, and to patients who are the victim of it, that this is a scientifically proven body of knowledge and that these drugs are all scientifically proven to be necessary. And so here we have in 2010, drugs 1 through 10 have no quantitative objective test whatever to justify or adjust their use. And number 11, Actos, which is a diabetic drug, which does center around quantitative scientific testing, is documented to actually worsen the very disease that it is charged with treating. And so with this in hand, with this type of pattern, it's clear and easy to see how so much harm can be done. Clearly, people who are taking these top 8 drugs, 2010, Nexium, Lipitor, Plavix, Advair, Oxycontin, Abilify, Singulair, Seroquel, Crestor, Cymbalta, are experiencing no scientifically substantiated benefits, again, because you can't scientifically establish it was ever needed, but are experiencing side effects. And this is where the harm comes in, where the harm is very severe. Well, we're getting really close to question time. We do have a question. We have Michael in the Bronx. Michael, how are you?
How are you feeling? Good to hear from you, Doc.
Thank you.
Doc, I have 3 questions that I kindly ask you, Doc.
Yep.
Okay, the first question, Doc. What is your opinion about vitamin B12 and how does it benefit the body?
Uh-huh. And next question?
The next question is, what is your opinion about the AZT drug that's supposed to be good for HIV?
Uh-huh.
And the third question is, Doc, is how, as a man, can build up the testosterone levels, especially when they're in their 40s and up.
Okay. So first one, B12. B12 is very important. It's important for nerve repair. So if you have things like jitters, it helps with those, tremors, any type of nervous problem or defect in the nerves. It's also very important for energy. B12 shots are officially obsolete. The medical establishment itself has done tests showing that sublingual B12 is as effective as B12 shots. So there you have it. Save yourself a lot of suffering there.
Doctor, do you carry sublingual shots in your products right now?
No, I don't sell any of those, but the sublingual ones are not shots, so no needles needed.
Okay,
we'll
doctor.
Come back after the commercial and answer the rest of your questions.
Thank you, Doctor.
I thought I was old. Dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, and then once again.
Financial